The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, October 30th, 2016, and is sponsored by Jim Dislin.
Thank you for that beautiful musical rendition of A Mighty Fortress. 499 years ago, Martin Luther, on the 31st of October, nailed 95 theses to the wall of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, and that was the symbolic beginning of the Protestant Reformation. 499 years ago, we'll celebrate the 500th anniversary a year from now, and now it's something that not only Protestants celebrate, but also Catholics as well, and we've come a long way as the church, and we continue to reform and evolve, and it's good to see all of you here. Welcome, everyone, to worship at Holy Trinity on this very special Reformation Day, but more importantly, a day when 19 of our young people will affirm the faith of their baptism. All of you that are here have played a role in that faith formation and nurture, and you will continue to play that role. We will celebrate with these young people as they promise to continue on this faith journey that was gifted to them in baptism. Let us prepare for worship with the order for confession and forgiveness. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us take a moment for silent reflection. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin, cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more. Here ends the reading. The second reading is from Romans, the 3rd chapter. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed, and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? Is it excluded? By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Here ends the reading.
Gospel, I'm going to read our alternative reading for our second lesson. It's from 2 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. So that's the second reading. And now the gospel. And it's from John chapter 8. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The gospel of the Lord.
All God's children come forward. You know, when I said all God's children come, I thought we might get some big people too. They don't listen as well as you guys do, though. Because we are all God's children, whether we're little or whether we're big. Whether we're young, like a brand new baby, or whether we're old. We are all God's children. But you are the ones that come up for this little special time we have today. What do I have in this cup? Can anybody tell me? What is that? Huh? What is it? Say it. Water. Usually you can tell if something's water. It could be some other clear liquid, but it's water, right? And it's in a cup. It's in a very simple cup. It's a nice Holy Trinity cup. But water is very important, isn't it? Right? We need water to live. But for us as people of faith, we use water for a very, very important thing. And we use it for baptism. All right? Do any of you remember your baptism? Many, if not all of you, most of you, many of you were baptized probably when you were babies. But some people are baptized when they're older. All right? And these guys, turn around, look at these guys, the ones in the white robes sitting there. These guys, these people, these young people, are going to affirm their baptism. They're going to say, you know what, when I was baptized a while ago, it could have been last week, it could have been when I was a baby, when I was baptized, I want to say now that I'm an older person, that was a really good thing. So they're going to affirm their faith. They're going to affirm their baptism. And we are going to pray that God continues to confirm their faith. All right? But baptism is where it all started. And baptism is with water. Okay? And so whenever you see water, you can actually go take water and make a sign. If you're by yourself, you could do this for someone else. You could say, "Remember that you are baptized." Or, "Remember that Jesus loves you. Remember that nothing can separate you from God's love." Okay? So what I want you to do in just a minute when we're done praying is I want you to take some water and I want you to make the sign of the cross on your own head, and then I want you to make the sign of the cross on one of these young people who's affirming their baptism today before you go back to your seat. And I think there's at least 19 of you youngsters up here, so you can do that if you're not too afraid to do that, okay? But just on the forehead, remember that you are baptized. Can you say that now together? Remember that you are baptized. Oh, my goodness, you guys can talk louder than that. Come on, use your outside voice. 1, 2, 3. Remember that you are baptized. Okay, so we're going to do that in just a minute. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for bringing us to you in baptism. Help us to always remember that nothing can separate us from your love. Amen. All right, dip your finger in the water.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we are gathered here for these young adults, open our hearts and minds to your word. Let us celebrate our baptism and know that your love is unconditional. In your holy name, amen. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of everyone of you for one another is increasing. Wait. Am I talking to the confirmation students, or am I reading scripture? How is it that something written 2,000 years ago can be so right for us here on October 30th, 2016, during our confirmation service? Just as Paul wrote a letter of thanks and encouragement to a community of Christians, we are gathered together to give thanks and encouragement to another community of Christians, specifically a group of young adults learning what it means to live out their faith. We're really thankful for you. Yeah, guess what? We're really thankful for you. All these people, like, turn around, look. Look at how many people. Yes, confirmands, turn around, look. All these people gathered together today because they are thankful for you. And yes, it's all in individuals. They're thankful for Emma. They're thankful for Wyatt. They're thankful for Sam. They're thankful for each and one of you. Ashlyn's like, don't say my name. I did. Sorry. Because we are thankful that your faith is growing abundantly. If you think today is all about you and you getting confirmed, then you're wrong. This day of affirmation of baptism is just as much about your parents, your guardians, your sponsors, people who care for you, and about this congregation. Because we had faith. When you were baptized, all these people promised to pray for you, to teach you, to walk beside you, to help you answer those difficult questions, and promise that they would help you learn about God and about being a child of God. Phew, that's a big job, right, parents? That was a big job. And if you think it's easy, if you think it was easy that your parents just had to drive you to church and maybe make sure you had your Bible for confirmation and do something here and there, you are so wrong. Let me tell you, this is one of the hardest jobs and scariest jobs you could ever have. Having faith for your children. Sonia, I need to tell you something. I've been really thinking about this, and I realized there is no God. There might be a God, but I don't think so. I was on the phone with one of my former youth, Mike, that I had worked with for years. I had called him up to see if he wanted to go on a mission trip as an adult leader. Mike was excited about the idea of going, but he needed to tell me he didn't believe in God. He was working with one of his professors at college who was trying to prove mathematically if there was a God, but until that happened, no belief. When Mike told me he didn't believe in God, my heart just hurt. I mean, it was a physical reaction. I felt sort of sick. Mike had been one of those super active youth. At church with his family every Sunday, went to every youth gathering, went on mission trips, wrote articles for the newsletter. Wrote articles for newsletters. How boring. And yes, got confirmed. He did everything. Never did he express such doubt. And to hear the statement, but also to hear the underlying emotion of doubt was incredibly sad. I asked him if he had talked to his mom, his sisters, other youth, the pastor that he had known for years and had baptized him. No, he hadn't talked to anyone, no one of his faith community. I finally told Mike that I knew he wouldn't care, but I would be praying for him. That God had claimed him as a child of God, and God would never let him go. I won't lie to you. I cried when I hung up the phone. And I won't lie to you. I don't think I handled that situation very well. I wasn't helpful for Mike. Mike had doubts of faith that, if we're honest with ourselves, every one of us has those same doubts sometimes in our lives. Mike had questions about God, about faith. We all do, and sometimes the answers to our questions seem impossible. What I tried to tell Mike, tried to get him to hear, is that God is big enough. God is big enough to handle our doubts, big enough to handle our anger or frustration, big enough to deal with our questions, big enough to be with us even during our times of despair. God had claimed Mike at his baptism. It's a done deal. Mike is a child of God forever, even should Mike deny God. So, confirmation students, this is what you really need to hear. Each one of you is a child of God, claimed and loved unconditionally. You need to hear that should you ever have any doubts, if you ever have any questions, all these people, right, turn around again, all these people are members of the family of God, and they will be with you. They will help you answer those questions or struggle with those questions. They will pray for you. They will remind you that God is good and loves you unconditionally. And they will also be there to celebrate with you. Thousands of years ago, Paul wrote words that still describe who we are as the family of God and what it means to celebrate these young people. It is a message to each one of you and each one of you. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified by in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The congregation is invited to join the confirmands in the confession of faith. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
We join together now in praying as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please stand. Go in peace, serve the Lord.